Welcome back to Considerations from the Capitol from the Deeper Dive Podcast. My name is Bill Winnell, as always, joined by Father Larry Swink. Good afternoon, Father.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody.
Today's Saturday of the second week of Easter, and also the memorial of St. Martin the First. And Father will reflect on today's Gospel from St. John. When it was evening, the disciples of Jesus went down to the sea, embarked in a boat, and went across the sea to Capernaum. It had already grown dark, and Jesus had not yet come to them. The sea was stirred up because a strong wind was blowing. When they had rowed about 3 or 4 miles, they saw Jesus walking on the sea and coming near the boat, and began to be afraid. But he said to them, "It is I. Do not be afraid." They wanted to take him into the boat, but the boat immediately arrived at the shore to which they were heading. Father.
Okay. Today we have a second miracle prior to Jesus telling us that he's to become bread for us in the Eucharist, in this Eucharistic discord, and this is walking on water. Normal guys don't walk on water unless they're paddleboarding. Jesus literally walked on water. And the disciples are 3 to 4 miles from the shore, which is a long way from shore. Probably you couldn't swim that, especially if the waves were big, which they were, and the waves were big today. It was very windy out there, and even the river, which I saw today, the waves were pretty darn big for the city. I can imagine what they're like in Galilee. And the question is, what do we do when a storm hits us? When the wind is strong, where we feel like we're 3 to 4 miles from help, and we have no one, or seems like there is no help in sight, or a solution that simple. Well, we have to turn to our Lord. And it's beautiful what our Lord says when they see him. They begin to be afraid, and that's true with us. Anytime we encounter suffering, we begin to have fear. If your kids start doing the wrong thing, if you have health problems, even temptation can be very scary. Diabolical attacks. People are scared about what's happening to our country. Some people are afraid of what's happening even in their own churches. And our Lord says today, "It is I, do not be afraid." And I think one of the problems that we have is that when there's a storm and then we're going through some kind of crisis, which a storm is, in this gospel, we can be terrified. And we take our eyes off Christ and we focus on the storm. Padre Pio says, and I love this, because every storm, I think, that the gospel teaches us, he says, "It is I," it's permitted by Christ. Like, that's an important lesson, that it is permitted by God for some mysterious reason that we can't necessarily answer on this side of heaven. And all the saints believe this, and that's why they weren't too afraid of storms, even though they did struggle. Padre Pio says, "Jesus is with you even when you don't feel his presence." And once again, when one's going through a storm, it just seems like Jesus is 4 miles away, or you can't see him. He is never so close to you as he is during your spiritual battles. And I thought that was very moving, that when we're going through the roughest times of our life or the storms are raging, Jesus is right there. He is always there, close to you, encouraging you to fight your battle courageously. He is there to ward off the enemy's blows so that you may not be hurt. That was in 1914 that Padre Pio said this. He was still a very young priest. And I think, too, sometimes the storm is good because when we come to the other side of it, we're a different person. And I wonder if that storm, and when they got to shore and they're eating, supper, kind of soak, or they got cleaned up, washed up and dried off, and they thought, "Wow, that was a close call." Did they walk away with more faith in Jesus? Ultimately, yes, right? So storms might be too big for us, but they're not for Jesus. But today, ask our Lord in a special way to give you hope amidst whatever your particular storm is you have at this moment or you see coming next week. And I looked at the weather report. There are storms on the way. And then one goes away and another one pops up again. It's called life. All right, folks. God bless.